All episodes of It's Great Business reflect the views and opinions of Intracoastal Marketing and Strategy Group and its guests, and do not reflect the official policy or guidance of employers or government entities.
You're listening to It's Great Business, sponsored by Intracoastal Marketing and Strategy Group, where great business equals great people.
Welcome to the best of It's Great Business, and this is Janice Berg-Levy.
And this is Pete McCormick. As 2023 rapidly comes to a close, we thought that it would be fun to provide you with some highlights from the podcast series. As we reflected upon our year of podcasting, we realized that over the past 3 years, we have captured some of the most amazing stories and career advice. Like every journey, you are never really sure if you will end up in the place you envision. In fact, when we decided to create It's Great Business, we had one purpose in mind: to help each of you in your career journeys through fun discussions with the best and brightest in business, academia, and entertainment. And we continue to be so excited about it.
We've been able to capture some of the best advice from real-world professionals who are the who's who across varied industries and geographies. From the Band of Sisters, top executives from Pepsi who share advice from their award-winning book, You Should Smile More, to David Schreiner Kahn's entrepreneurial counsel on how to frame your thoughts around business success. Then to Jen Sloan, a yoga and meditation professional who shares the importance of listening to your inner voice. To Lynn Hazan, who simply shares the key to success from the viewpoint of a job placement professional. To Chris Clark, guru for corporate board executives, who emphasizes the importance of knowing your boss's dashboard. And finally, to Bob Goodwin, who provides job search tips under the umbrella called Making Your Own Weather.
As you listen to some of our past discussions, we know that you'll soon realize that our similarities outweigh our differences and that our goals are very much the same: to feel challenged, to be valued, and to make a difference. So, as you sit back and reflect upon your year, we hope that the It's Great Business podcast helped contribute to your successes.
Well, you brought up something, Angelique brought up something interesting about staying in touch and kind of, you know, these collecting these relationships.
Well, so it was a piece of advice or a comment that somebody made to me once. And I think it is, I've not personally practiced this, but I think if I were a better person, I would. And it's kind of a weird idea, but you keep a list of the 10 people that you would call. If you got fired tomorrow, who were the 10 people that you would call? So you keep that list. And every 6 months, you reach out and touch base with those people. You have coffee with them. You have lunch with them. So that when and if it does happen, you put, so that kind of like focus of keeping those relationships and making sure that they're not just in your head. I thought it was fantastic, pragmatic advice.
I like that a lot. I won't say where, which company I was at, but I remember a woman almost over-indexed the other way. It was like every Friday, it was like her dance card was so full that like it made my head hurt, because she was just like obsessed with, you know, keeping in touch with God knows how many people. I don't know about you guys. I know for me, at least, I was raising two kids, trying to work a full-time job and traveling all over the place, you know, keeping in touch, like you said, Katie, with a handful, 10 people, whatever that number is, seems more manageable. So I think that's a great tip for our listeners, is that, you know, think about that. How are you keeping in touch with that? We'll call it your core group, right? Mm-hmm. Not even a band yet, because you may just be starting out, you know? Let's talk a little bit about one to two things, give or take, that you've learned about business success and great people. So, you know, our listeners love this section. What can you share?
I'm going to share four very short things. Okay. But they're all like different buckets: mindset, relationships, business development, and productivity. Those are like the four buckets that I see coming up over and over again. Mm-hmm. That I have faced, and I see people in our community face. And with mindset, I think what's really important is to keep in mind, when you have an abundant mindset and you have a collaborative mindset, you will do much better. Relationships are the key to all kinds of things. People do business with people they know, like, trust, and who care about them. Business development, especially when you're in a service business like you're in and like I'm in, sell first, build later. It's a mistake I've made too many times, doing it the other way around. Because if you build it, they don't always want to buy. So sell first and build later. And the last is productivity. If you want to be successful on the business side, learn how to automate and delegate.
Excellent. Very, very helpful. So I'm just curious from your perspective now, I know the studio is celebrating its 1 year and a lot of other things are occurring for you, great things. What are maybe one or two things that you've learned about business success and great people that you can share with our listeners, certainly people that are contemplating their own business or even just generally people that are just in business? What have you learned?
To me, authenticity is one of the most important attributes anyone can have. Staying true to who you are, reminding yourself why you started, and listening to that inner voice that you mentioned, Janice. Listening to that inner voice that is pulling you in a certain direction. Sure, there are things in businesses that are challenging and that you come up against, and maybe it feels like a rub, like I really don't want to do that. But I might have to, but I might not have to, like that little back and forth. When you hit those moments, that's when the mindfulness comes in. Again, taking a pause, not rushing to make decisions. The not rushing is a huge thing. Like if an email comes in with a question and you're not sure, you don't have to answer it immediately. You can take 5 minutes or an hour or a day to think about how you want to respond so that it feels authentic. For me, when I worked in fashion, so much of it felt inauthentic. Again, very personalized. I have plenty of friends that are in the industry and are fulfilled and living beautiful lives and are successful. But for me, it didn't resonate. And I would have never known that had I not stepped into an embodiment practice. For me, was yoga. For someone else, it might be CrossFit, or it might be meditation, or it might be cycling, whatever the thing is that allows you to turn inward.
Authenticity is definitely, I mean, I concur. And I, as a customer, what I can also add in terms of tips is that you understand customer relationship management. And a lot of people use the buzzword, but you understand your customer and you're very personal about it. And it's, and I think that people go back to businesses when they feel like they're seen and appreciate it. And so I think as an entrepreneur, anyone in business, I don't care if you're sitting in a call center of a big company, or you're interacting with, you know, customers, buyers, potential buyers, that customer relationship, put aside all the technology and everything else, people buy from people. People want to work with people that they like, right? And that they enjoy and feel like they see them. So I would also compliment you in terms of doing that in the various ways I've experienced what you do.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. So much. I super appreciate that.
And absolutely.
Cannot echo enough exactly what you said. People want to be seen. You want connection. Like, learn people's names. Look at them in the eye. Listen when they speak. It's such simple things that if we all just took a step back and did those things, we can connect with each other on a level that is authentic, rather than, you know, going through the internal script of these are the things that I say, and this is what the email sounds like, and this is how I talk when I'm at work. Like, just be yourself, you know, depending on what your job is. Like, maybe you have to put on your, you know, business pants and be like a little bit more formal, but you can still be yourself. It right. Sounds so like simple, but
right. Like, how many times you pass somebody in a hallway in a business situation, they go, how are you? And you go to answer and they're like gone. And it's like, why did you even ask that question versus somebody who really looks at you at any level and would say, how are you? How are the kids? Now, how are you really? And they're yes. engaged with you.
Yes. So, and even how you respond, do you respond, I'm fine, how are you? Mm-hmm. Everything's good, how are you? Mm-hmm. Or do you take a breath and like, you know what, I'm having a really great day, thank you. Or you know right. what, it's been a really rough week, thank you for asking. Makes such a difference.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So now, you know, when you think about what you've learned about business success, great people, what are the one to two things that you've learned that you want to share with the folks?
Reinvent yourself. Keep learning. find a mentor, and be open to the adventures that life can provide for you, because you never know what's going to happen next. I love to plant seeds, literally and figuratively, because I like to garden. And so when I see what has come out of the earth and this new growth, it's very much like my philosophy about working with talent. And as long as you're committed to lifelong learning, you will be curious. And actually, I've done the Marcus Buckingham assessments, for example, highly recommend to everybody, Marcus Buckingham, do their free assessments. They're great fun. And what came up for me is creator and teacher. So that those are inspiration points for me, that as long as I'm creating and as long as I'm teaching, I'm going to be happy. So candidates and people I work with, what brings you joy? What gets you out of bed in the morning? And what will keep you committed and excited going forward? We have good days, we have bad days, we have breakdowns, and we also have breakthroughs. And as long as we keep those commitments front and center, then we have the amazing ability to reinvent ourselves. I've done it through my business many times. I've done it in my career and in my life.
Beautiful, beautiful. So succinctly, okay, tell me and tell our listeners one or two things that you have learned about business success and great people. Just kind of a key takeaway.
All right. Well, I'm going to avoid being verbose, and I just was. But the two learnings that I'm comfortable sharing, I think, again, if you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, it doesn't matter what age you are or what type of company, you'd better know your boss's dashboard. How he or she is measured, compensated, what's on his or her mind beyond the quotas and whatever. Because if you don't understand that, you're probably not going to be as successful, or you, at the worst case, may be even out the door. So that was I won't say that was an early learning or a late learning. That was kind of in the middle. But know your boss's dashboard. And I will also just say, as an aside, if you now have employees reporting to you, share your goals with them as often, as clearly, as succinctly as humanly possible, so you can help, you know, so you can achieve these things together.
That is wonderful. And I will say that just like your example of knowing your boss's dashboard, I look at you also and your expertise in sales. And I would say, know your customer or prospects dashboard. So this translates, those that are listening, it's not only the person that you're directly reporting to, or perhaps some the person they're reporting to, okay, because that's all impacted down the line if you're in a larger enterprise, or even if you're in a smaller mid-sized company. And also understand your customer and your prospect priority. And oh, by the way, know who that customer is. Who's your buyer? Okay. Who's grading your review? This all kind of connects together, right? I mean, we've experienced this over the years. That's terrific.
Yeah. And, you know, in a bill point, that's just being overprepared.
Yeah. Again, yeah.
With your boss, with your client, with a prospect, whomever it is, preparation is thrown aside pretty casually. And it's so easy nowadays to investigate, explore. And I tell you, it's even as simple as it, you know, I'm talking to Janice or Peter, and I happen to know, other than the business stuff that I've written notes on, where'd they go to school? Where'd they go to college? Are they still a big Michigan fan? I don't know. But it's the point that it's a segue to my second learning point, is it's the power of goodwill. And it can be something as simple as being fair when things go wrong, being understanding. It can be something as superficial as you laugh at other people's jokes, particularly when they're funny. But this power of goodwill, being fair, being nice, and again, nice in quotes, it's not nice the way everybody talks about, but it's going to help draw people to you. The experience with you is going to be a positive. It's going to be enlightening. It's going to be educational. It's going to be inspiring, just like these podcasts. I'll throw it right in there. It's inspiring. But they're going to associate and gravitate to you and your company because they like the experience, period.
Right. And people buy from people that they want, they like, that they have a relationship with. This is what happens.
Like, and I'll just add one thing, trust.
Yes, trust is a big deal. Thank you for bringing that one up.
Can I share a little acrostic with you that is here? We put together an online job search course called Making Your Own Weather. And the kind of the attitude behind the title was you've got more control than you think that you do. Like, don't be a victim all the time. Like, it's raining and it's cold, you know, woe is me. Well, that may be true that it's raining and it's cold, but, you know, we always get to choose our actions and we always get to choose our attitude. Those two things are always in our control. Everything else could be, you know, falling down, but those two things are in my control. So making your own weather. The acrostic is keel, keeping an even keel. And you reminded me of it when you said, you know, everybody lands eventually. So the K is know you're going to land. You are, if you put together put forth the proper effort with the right messaging and do the right things, it might be inefficient, but you will land. So know that you will land. That's the K. The first E is expect the best from yourself and from others. People want to help, right? There are enough people out there that are good eggs and they want to help and they will help you, but you've got to reach out to them. But it's also expect the best of yourself. Sometimes people's self-esteem takes a pretty big hit and they don't think that they really question their value and they start to not expect the best from themselves. So you're having a healthy attitude about your relationships with other people is really important. The second E is emotional ups and downs are just part of the trip. We talked about this a minute ago with the roller coaster ride. You know, and there are more downs and ups. That's just the reality because there's a lot of rejection on the way to getting to yes. But, you know, when you can set your mind that I know this is going to happen, so to not just be devastated when some inevitable disappointment comes around the bend, it's like, okay, like, do I like this? No. But I'm going to be okay with it because I know to expect this. And then, so K-E-E, the L is really important. And it especially is important depending on how it is that you left your last job, or you might be in a dysfunctional job or dysfunctional situation right now. The L is let it go. You've got to let it go. The most toxic thing that you can bring into a networking call is anger. And anger metastasizes bitterness. Let me tell you how bad they treated me. Janice, if you knew how unfair that it was, you won't believe what they asked me to do. You won't believe how badly I got screwed with not getting, I mean, all that stuff. And it feels good to vent and get all that out, but it's like the worst possible thing that you can be doing in when you're networking or clearly interviewing. Because again, you don't want to be that guy or that gal. With the terrible attitude. So to your point, know that you're going to land, expect the best from yourself and from other people. Emotional ups and downs are just part of the trip, and you've got to let go of whatever the hurt is from, you know, your current or past situation so that you can move forward in a healthy way.
So Bob, you know, the great part about interviewing another podcaster is this, you got right to what I was going to ask you in terms of like great things and tips for our listeners. And that is a phenomenal tip. And I think that everyone can take that away. So thank you. And we will absolutely call that out because it's just, you can put it on your wall. Just remember, that's what, you know, the Bob quote.
Thank you for following us and allowing It's Great Business to come into your life. We so appreciate you. We have plenty of new guests lined up for the new year. And as always, we welcome your suggestions and feedback. Stay well, stay happy, and keep listening in 2024. Happy holidays, and here's to an even happier and kinder new year.